Rapid City Christian. You love this school. You love where you're at. You're starting, volleyball's been going good this year for you. Obviously, 29-5. Holy smokes. But it has just been a ball where you're coaching where you're at right now, hasn't it?
It has. So this is actually the school that we transferred Chloe to last year, her eighth grade year, after Kellen had graduated from the other school the previous year. And so she came out here as an eighth grader, and we got to know the school that way. We got to know the system that way. I had known a couple of families that were from out in this area that had played club ball for me, but the school itself was not real known to anybody in the area because it does sit outside of town. It sits out on Hart Ranch, which is kind of the big campground that sits down in the valley area out near the Reptile Gardens part of town. And so most people don't know about it unless you know that it's here. And it's just been over the past few years, especially since COVID, that the numbers at the school were increasing because people wanted to put their kids into private school to get away from things that were going on in the public schools. And so the population out here has grown tremendously, even just in the last year. So we went from having 300 students out here last year, 6 through 12, to this year we have 400 students. So a fourth of our population this year are new students, but it's a neat place to be. The kids are just wonderful kids. It's a great faculty, great community. The parents are great. There's so much pride in the school that even with having, 25% of your students being new out at this school, the culture at the school has been set. And so those new kids are accepted into that culture. And so it's been a really neat experience for me to be both a new teacher and a coach at this school this year, because the school is just growing in tremendous ways, both academically, numbers wise, and then also the athletic programs have just been on the rise as well.
Now, you're in Class A, that's the second largest class, is that right?
Yeah, so the way that South Dakota works for volleyball and for basketball is that the biggest schools are in Class AA, and that would be your Sioux Falls schools, and then your public Rapid City schools, and then Spearfish, Douglas, those types of schools, Pierre. And then the next group of schools are in Class A, which is a bigger class. We have, I believe, 60 or 70 some schools that are in that class. So we're in Class A, and then Class B is then the smallest schools as well, and they have a large number of schools that are there also. So we are in Class A, and then we are, right now, we are sitting number 2 in power points in Class A. We are 30-5, so we played 35 matches. Our 5 losses, actually only 2 of those losses have come to South Dakota teams. We lost the first one to a South Dakota team when we played in the Rapid City Invite, and we had to play Belfouche, who is also in our region and in our conference, and we had gone undefeated that day and played them at that night, and we had lost our middle to an ankle injury, and so we struggled to try to shut down their big outside hitter, and then turned around and had to play them right away the next morning in the bracket play, and we took care of them in 2 straight sets very easily because we had that middle back from her ankle injury. And then the other South Dakota team that we've lost to is Pierre, which is a Class AA school. We lost to them in 5 after coming back from 2 sets down, and in that 5th set we lost to them 15-12, but their coaches were extremely complimentary because they had told us that, it was a great match and it was one of the best competition that they had had out of all the Class AA schools as well. Our other 3 losses came from 2 Wyoming teams. We lost to Laramie the second weekend of the season. Laramie's number 1 in the entire state of Wyoming. They are like 26-0 right now. And then we lost to Thunder Basin out of Gillette, who I believe is sitting 2nd or 3rd in Wyoming. Both of those matches were extremely competitive also. And then we lost to a North Dakota team in our tournament that was here at the Rapid City Invite in the semifinals. So otherwise, we've just been doing a great job taking care of business. We ended up going to Sioux Falls, so to East River, to play in a tournament a few weeks ago, and we won that tournament. So we ended up playing a lot of the top teams that are in our own class, and we won in straight sets. So we had 5 matches, won all of them in straight sets, and kind of opened people's eyes to the type of program that we have really developed very quickly this year at Rapid City Christian.
I saw the post on from the Mitchell Republic on rankings, and it said for the first time since the first poll back in late August, a new team has cracked the top 5. And I'm like, my gosh, who's doing your rankings, man? They didn't include you until now. My gosh, they must have been some pretty good teams ahead of you at the time, huh?
So there are. It's kind of one of those things where the poll is done by the media, and West River teams. So when I talk about West River, we're talking about teams that are on the west side of Pierre. So we're considered kind of out here in the middle of nowhere. And so a lot of the media gives the attention to the East River teams, the teams that are around the Sioux Falls area. And so they kind of have that. They kind of have that bias about the Sioux Falls area's teams, especially because of, you know, a couple of the club programs that are down there, that's where a lot of the kids come out of. So you have Kairos Club, which obviously the setter from Nebraska, the freshman setter from O'Gorman, Bergen Riley, she was one of the products of the Kairos Club in Sioux Falls. And then you also have, it used to be called the Pentagon, which was the club there, and they've now changed that to Sanford Sports. And so the top kids in East River play for those two clubs in the off season. And, you know, we have our club here, we have Black Hills Juniors here, and we've really been working on developing Black Hills Juniors out here in West River, trying to increase not only the level of play in all of West River, but to give our kids more exposure, because we just don't get that kind of exposure as the East River teams do. And so it took us a whole season, pretty much, even after going down to Sioux Falls. That was really down in Sioux Falls after we won that tournament. That's when we first started to receive votes, but it took two or three more weeks before we finally, you know, broke into the top five to get that recognition.
You're coaching volleyball probably half of the year, aren't you, with your club and your high school? You're literally half 6 months or maybe more out of the 12 months you're coaching volleyball, aren't you?
It definitely feels like that. So we usually have club tryouts in December for high school. And so then we actually start club practice the first or second week of January. And so because I've been coaching national teams for club the past 3 years, our teams actually play all the way up through nationals, which are the midpoint of June to the last week in June is what my team ended up playing last year. And so that took up a lot of time. And then up here, we can actually have practices in the summer for high school. So we have a couple of dead week periods where we can't practice, but we can work with kids. We can bring in camps. We can do skills with them and all of that stuff. So we work all summer long as well. And so usually we bring the kids in for 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to do skills during the summer. And then they also have 4 days of lifting through the lifting program that happens here as well. So we're going pretty much the entire season there, but at the same time, we make sure that the kids are in other sports too. So we still promote the volleyball, basketball, track athletes. So we do a good job of working between the coaches in the summertime so that we have basketball and volleyball open gyms and skill sessions so that the kids can attend both. So we get up early and basketball does their skills at 6. Then the girls do their lifting at 7, and then we do our volleyball skills at 8. And so we get it done in early morning so that then the kids have the rest of their day to do whatever they need to do. So that works out well. This year, though, since I became a head coach again, because I hadn't been coaching in the high school, in the high schools up here for the past 2 years, once Chloe got to middle school and was pulled up to high school, I stopped coaching high school ball so that I could be at her games, because I was teaching at a different school than where she was at, and so it wasn't going to work. And so when I took this position as a head coach this year, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do club anymore, because we have rules about how many kids you can have from your own school at club practices and things like that. But also, I mean, we could have made it work because there are multiple of us that do it. However, I got to the point where my club team was always playing at the same time that Chloe's club team was, and so I never got to see her play during club season. So it was my choice to not coach this upcoming season so that I can just be a mom instead of having to split my time between being a mom and a coach during club time.
We kind of know that feeling in our household, too. Yes, we do. No question about it. How is Chloe doing this year with the high school team? I bet she's playing well, isn't she?
She She is. So there are times when I have to stop and remind myself that she's only 14 and she's only a freshman, because she did the coaches last year, had her starting on varsity for high school when she was an eighth grader. And so as a mom, I would sit in the stands and hold my breath because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sure that she had the confidence to be able to compete, because this team also competed at a high level as well last year. And so heading into it this year, you know, we had to have the talk about, you do understand that, you know, your mom's going to be harder on you than what she's going to be on anybody else on the floor. And you'll have to be able to have tough shoulders to be able to take that. But, you know, she's a tall kid. She's 5'10" as a 14-year-old. She's so athletic. She does things now as a freshman that I wasn't even able to do athletically on the volleyball court, even through as being a senior in high school and on through college. She just has developed that quickly. And so she's enjoying it. She has a great group of older girls to work with. And so it's great because we have a group of older girls that are seniors, but we also have juniors that are starting varsity, sophomores that are starting, and then she's a freshman. And so not only do we have that cohesiveness this year, as well as the talent this year that we've developed, but we have kids that are also developing on our C team, our JV program, as well, that are going to be able to step in next year. And we're just going to be able to just keep instead of having to rebuild, we're just going to be able to keep coming back and having that type of talent on the court. And we're just going to reload for the next few years as well.
Coming to the end of the season, aren't you?
We are. So we have our final regular season match is coming up this Tuesday. This is kind of the strange part. We play so many matches and tournaments at the beginning of the season that our last 3 weeks kind of slowed down. So last week we had two matches that were away. Most of our ones have been at home. And so we had to travel to Hot Springs last Tuesday night, and then went down to Gordon Rushville last Thursday night. And then this week we only had one match, and it was at home. And we played played at home on Tuesday night against Sturgis, and then we have the rest of this week, and then we play Tuesday night then against STM, which will be our parent night. And so then after that, we go into our postseason play. So every team is part of a region. And so every team makes the postseason, just like in Nebraska, every team goes into district play. And so what happens is that in South Dakota in Class A, we have 8 regions. And so the top 2 teams from each region come out of the region and go into what's called the SODAC 16. So it's your final 16 teams that are left. And so based on the outcome of that, it's 1 through 16 seed. And so the number 1 team then gets paired with the number 6 seed, the 2 team, or number 16, the 2 team gets paired with 15, and mm-hmm. so forth. And so you play one more match at a neutral site, and the winner of that match then goes to state. So you have your 8 teams that go to state then. And so our state is not until November 16th, 17th, and 18th. And our state is now structured like it is in Nebraska, where you play it out to 7th and 8th place. And so you play 3 matches no matter what.
That's kind of cool. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so state this year is actually here in Rapid City. So we have our brand new Summit Arena at the Monument, which, you know, they spent 2 or 3 years building it. It's a beautiful facility. That's where we have all of the big concerts that come in now. And so that's where state is going to be. And so here they actually play all 3 classes at the same time on 3 courts in the arena at the same time. And so Class A, Class AA, and Class B all have their first matches at 11 a.m. on the 3 courts at the same time. And then they wait and start the second round of matches together. And so that's how it works, so that you have everybody in the arena and you're not split between places trying to see multiple teams play. So we're looking forward to that. Our team in the past two or three years, they've made it to the SODAC 16, and then mentally couldn't get out of the SODAC 16, even though they were, you know, an upper rated team and they should have been able to win. They get there and they just don't play to their ability. So coming in this season, that was something that I knew that we needed to work on and focus on right from the beginning, is that we had to start mentally preparing for that. And so it's something that we've been talking about since the beginning of the season. We do a lot of mental preparation drills. And so the girls are aware of it. They have so much confidence. One thing that we definitely have changed this year is that we recognize that we have enough talent. We have six hitters on our team that all of them are extremely powerful. They're extremely smart. They're extremely aggressive. And so we really had to work this year with our new setters to get them to understand that we were going to be the most successful and we were going to be the most unstoppable as long as they did a more equal distribution of the ball so that everybody was contributing. Whereas in the past, they would get to the end of the season and the setters would really only be using one or two hitters. And so good teams and good coaches are going to be able to adjust and cut, you know, and be able to stop and frustrate those hitters. And so that's one of the reasons we've been much more successful this year is because it truly is a team effort with everybody that's involved.
The Weber girls are doing good. How about the Weber boys? How are they faring, Dad, and also with Kellen in college?
Yep, they're doing well. So we see Kellen maybe once every other weekend because he does go to school here in Rapid City at Mines. He's still playing football, so he's enjoying that as well. He keeps very busy between, you know, his schoolwork and football and all the meetings associated with that. And then he also is still doing his research. And then he also has another job that he works part-time a couple of days a week and one day on the weekends also. So he stays extremely busy. I just went to Dr. Rankin had the president's dinner banquet last Friday night where some of the kids are invited in who receive academic scholarships to come into the president's dinner and talk to the donors for the school because they don't receive any public funds for the school for scholarships, so it all comes from private donations from their alumni. And so they bring the kids back in to talk to the donors and to, you know, to speak to them about how appreciative they are to receive those academic scholarships and what it allows them to do. So it was a neat experience for them to get up there and to talk about what it means to them and what it allows them to do. And so he's just doing a really good job. He's made a lot of connections. And so we're excited to see what he's going to be able to do. He actually is on course. So this is just his second year there, but he's on course to actually be able to graduate next year already because of how quickly he's moving through things.
That's awesome. That's terrific. You bet. So things going well up as you get ready to end the season. Chloe going to play basketball too?
Definitely. So she's going to play basketball as well. So the basketball program, last year they made it to state. They had a big group of seniors last year that were very successful. And so they made it to state last year. So the basketball coach from last year and the previous years and the volleyball coach from last year and the previous years, they are husband and wife. And so they both resigned at the end of last season because their oldest daughter, Olivia, she actually moved on, and so she's playing Division I basketball at University of South Dakota, and so that's why they resigned, was so that they could be able to spend time going to see her games. But then they also still have three boys that are here still in school between the middle school and the high school, so they wanted to be able to be freed up so that they could be able to attend their kids' events rather than being coaching all the time. And so both the volleyball program and the basketball program have new coaches this year, and so it's one of those things where both programs going in, the parents and everyone weren't sure what they were going to be able to get out of it with new coaches, but we're hoping that the success of the volleyball program carries into and creates success, continued success in the basketball program also, because a lot of our girls on the volleyball team do play basketball as well. So that's a neat aspect of it where we can work together and those kids can carry that success with them.